Is this where being Miss America actually worked against you? Because you had been here. If you hadn't had the Miss America pageant, you wouldn't have felt maybe as much as a failure.
Oh, absolutely. Because I think everyone that gets divorced feels a failure. But you don't feel such a public failure and that you've let everyone else down. And it's very humbling. I mean, I made $100,000 in 1967. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I'd gone through all of it. So to have gone from that kind of success, a national success, you know, meeting with President Johnson, national big deal, to feeling like a nothing at 21 and really having to start over.
So when you have that job then at the Department of Education, it's like, all right, here I am. This is where I am.
This is where I am. I don't care. I've got a baby.
Right.
I'm going to take care of this baby, and this is where I am, and I'm glad to have a job that has insurance, it has a paycheck, and I'm grateful for it, and I don't care.
Grateful for the basics of life.
You bet. You bet. Fortunately, I had that master's degree because it got me maybe $28,000 a year.
When does your entry then into the media world come about?
Well, again, it gave me a year to heal. I worked with two of the most fabulous people in Oklahoma, Peggy Long and Charles Moore from Lawton, arts and education specialists. Both had been divorced. Charles was raising his children. They were still single. They were so great. I loved them. And they were just helpful. So I worked at the Department of Education as an arts and education specialist. After a few months, they said, you know, we've got this television show that we need to do something with. You want to do that? I said, sure. So that gave me a little bit of ability in television. And then I had this wonderful friend in Norman, Mike Smith, who was a retired advertising executive. He, just of his own interest, had always done some publicity for me. He had a Jane Giroux newsletter that he did. So I still had great name recognition. And this was the time that they started putting women on the air as news anchors. Channel 5 called me and said, we're going to have a woman on the news. Would you like to audition? Well, now, in Tulsa, I wasn't so interested, but now it would double my salary. It would be at night, which I did not want to do because of my baby boy, but I needed the money. And I liked the idea of the work. I'd not ever done it, but I was a different person. I was much more risk-oriented because I had a lot more at stake. I would risk failure to get a career that would support Tyler and me. So I took the audition seriously. I'd never used a teleprompter, but I practiced looking at copy in the mirror, had my hair fixed that day, and went in for auditions. The newsroom was not excited about having a former Miss America audition.
With no
journalism experience. Mm-hmm. The male news anchor at Channel 5 at the time had been producing three or four newscasts, writing everything, and being the solo news anchor. He was not happy. He anticipated doing everything for me. They didn't put me with him to even audition. I auditioned, and I did a good job. So they offered me the job at twice my salary. It was much closer to my home, which would mean half the commute. The Turpinnings, by this time, who only kept Tyler, kind of had him as their grandson. They had two daughters in high school, and the whole family considered him their baby. I said, would you consider keeping him at night if I took this job? They talked about it as a family, and they said, you know, he's our baby. So we would do that. So I took the job. The co-anchor quit.
Before you even went on the air?
He did.
Remember his name?
I don't. He was on the air a long time ago.
So what year would this have been?
It would have been 1977. Bless his heart, because women were here to stay.
They hired somebody else to be your co-anchor?
They did. They hired the greatest news director, Tom Kirby. He had the greatest philosophy. Channel 5, KOCO-TV, was going to build a new building in the near future. But this was Tom Kirby's philosophy. He came in and he said, it doesn't matter when that new building is, we're about today. That newsroom was repainted, and we were so up. We were a distant number three, and we were number one in a very short length of time. Hmm. That man was such a motivator and such a teacher. He was exactly what I needed because I didn't have the experience. He taught me how to write. But, you know, I had that master's degree, a Master of Arts in Humanities from Tulsa University. And more than anything else, I learned about writing. That served me so well because journalism was a matter of style. Writing is what I learned, writing skills and telling stories. Then Tom helped teach me about the importance of writing to pictures. But it's about stories. It's about people's stories. So no one ever wrote my stories for news. I've always written my own material. And I loved journalism writing. So if I could have picked a career, if I'd known to choose communications, that would have been an obvious choice for me. I just never had thought of it.
When you went on and made your presentation, even from the first night, did it just feel good?
It did. It did. I loved people's stories. I loved the importance of news. I loved working in a team. I love that about music theater. You know, it's not about one person. It's about a team. It's about everyone doing their best at one role, it fitting into a part, and the part makes a difference. That's what a news team is about. I love that.
So you went to number one.
We went to number one.
This must have been a kind of a perfect storm, too, because the whole town knew that Miss America is on Channel 5.
Yes.
Then you had a news director there who was creating this team. So
yes.
If people came to be curious, then they stayed because they say, oh, you actually have something to offer.
Yes, and he changed everyone. I was standing in the newsroom one day, and we had a live shot, and he sent secretary out on the live shot because that's all who was available. She wanted to be a reporter and she was good. And he was talking into her ear. I'd never done a live shot. It was brilliant. It belonged in a movie because he was saying, okay, Andy, tell us what you see. What does it look like? What are the firemen doing? Very calm. Tell us what you see. Oh, it was brilliant.
Yeah.
And then when it came to writing to pictures, and I'd say, whoa, I've got to have this done in 45 minutes. I've got to write this story. What do you remember from the story? What's the picture you remember? He said, if somebody looks at the pictures and hears the words, it's the picture they'll remember. So match the words to the picture. If you don't match the words to the picture, they don't remember either one.
Yeah.
Oh, he was a brilliant teacher. And then if you did a good job, you had a note in your box afterwards. He just would praise you and encourage. It was a perfect storm.
Give his name again.
Tom Kirby.
Yeah.
He wasn't here long, and then he moved on, but then he was hired back as a general manager. And he did a good job as a general manager, but he was brilliant as a news director. I think he had more fun here as a news director than any place else in his career because it was that way with everyone. He took news anchors and reporters, and he made all of our careers. For me, because across America it was a new time for women anchors, I got tons of job opportunities. I could have gone to San Diego. I could have gone anywhere. And because of that quick rise, all the producers got jobs too.